Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, memory number 15, Splash Mountain.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to episode 15 of the Walt Disney World Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Disney World memory. Today's episode was suggested to me by two people, Zach W. and Julie from the UK. Today we visit Splash Mountain. Both Zach and Julie said it was one of their favorite rides. In fact, Julie just sent me this email saying, "I like Splash Mountain as it is always the first ride you see on all of the brochures and videos. So when I went on the ride for the first time, it was everything I imagined it would be. I wasn't disappointed. I like the characters inside and the view from the ride when you're riding outside is amazing. I have been on the ride a few times now and still I get nervous before the big drop at the end. Even though Disney is building and bigger and more complex rides, Splash Mountain still brings the crowds and pleases all the kids and adults." Well, Julie and Zach, good idea. To begin with, Splash Mountain is based on the cartoon portion of the movie Song of the South. You'll board a log flume built for eight and wind your way through scenes of various animatronic figures that tell the story of our hero Brer Rabbit and his escape from Brer Fox and Brer Bear. Each show scene contains laughter and happiness, but begins to darken as you draw nearer to the final drop. Finally, the tension reaches a maximum as Brer Rabbit has been captured and pleads for his life. Then it's over the falls and into the final show scene where everyone knows the final song, Zippity-Doo-Dah. Personally, this is a must-do attraction for me on every trip, except when it's cold. The show scenes are wonderful, bright, and cheery. The story is clear and easy to follow. The sheer adrenaline factor of the final drop puts this attraction near the top of the list in the Magic Kingdom. The only downside is you will probably get wet. So here are some quick details about Splash Mountain. The final plunge is 52 feet tall at 45 degrees, reaching a top speed of 40 miles an hour, making it the fastest ride at the Magic Kingdom. The attraction is actually over at the Walt Disney World Railroad tracks, where the final scene can be seen as you pass through on the train. That final scene contains one of the largest animated props, the showboat. It's 36 feet wide by 22 feet tall and carries 12 animated characters. So the audio today is recorded in binaural sound, so get on your headphones. It all starts in the queue as we're walking up. Listen as we work our way from the entrance up the stairs into the boarding area. You take your spot on a wet seat, the belt moves, and the boat is in the water. As we round the corner, we receive a warning about heading into trouble, and they're not kidding. When we reach the front of the mountain and see the two boats in front of us getting soaked as a boat takes a plunge beside us, you know it's coming, and sure enough, you get wet. All down your back, cold water. Now you can just sit back and enjoy the show because that hill isn't coming up for a while. Then things get to look bad. Brer Rabbit is tied up and the shadow of Brer Fox threatens him. But Brer Rabbit outsmarts him and tricks him into throwing him into the briar patch. So over the hill you go and into the briar patch. Finally, we arrive at the celebration scene where everybody's glad you've made it, which brings us to the end of the ride. So sit back, relax. Close your eyes and join me now as we take a ride on Splash Mountain.
Good. Bad for Biden here. Thank you. it's going a little slow on the disc on the exiting. We should get bumped in a second again. Yep, there it is.
That was just too much fun. Thank you, Zach and Julie, for suggesting Splash Mountain. If you'd like to suggest the next show, send an email to requests@wdw-memories.net. And if you'd like to find out more about Splash Mountain, just visit my website. This past week, I received an email from Kirsten in the UK. She wrote, "I have just found your great podcast. I'm catching up on all the episodes that I've missed. It's been great to listen to the rides and other things that I will get to hear and do again in June or July as I'm returning to Orlando. I had a feeling that listening to the Wishes podcast would evoke the same response when I saw it in 2004. When I stood in Main Street crying my eyes out. I had lost both of my grandparents in that year. Listening to it again made me sit here with the tears rolling down my face, reminding me of those that we have lost and the great holiday all in one. The recording brings back many memories for me, but I wouldn't like to forget a single one. Keep up the great recordings. Kirsty in Norwich, England, United Kingdom." Thanks, Kirsty. I'm glad you enjoyed the podcast. These were the things I'm hoping to invoke when you hear the podcast. It's a great way to relive the memories. I also received a feedback on iTunes from KTISLOL. First off, thanks for the positive feedback that you love the podcast, but you also mentioned two things. You had problems with Stitch's Great Escape and the Wonders of Life downloads. It appears you actually didn't get everything. I would double check and try and get those two episodes again, because they were over 40 minutes long, and that will probably handle the problem that you had with it. But thanks again for feedback. If you'd like to give me some feedback or share your opinion about Splash Mountain, email me at podcast@wdw-memory.net or leave me a message on iTunes. Quick reminder, don't forget about the North Carolina Disney meeting coming up on April 21, 2007. If you'd like more information, go to my friend's website at bigbrian-nc.com and follow the link to the Yahoo groups from there. So thanks again for listening, and join me again in 2 weeks as we relive another Walt Disney World memory. Bye.
Hey!